Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. And today is episode 118, Tuesday Talk, Whistling Clan. Yes, it's not Tuesday Tales. I've run a little dry on my recollections of tales from back in the day or more recent stories to tell. So I'm going to have episodes called Tuesday Talk. And if I ever think of another story from back in the day, you'll get another Tuesday Tales. I'm sure I can go on and on about Griswold, but you might get tired of the constant stories about a single character. Before I get into today's episode, I do have a call-in from Jeremy, a.k.a. Frothsoff, from the Thought Eater podcast, or Psionic Platypus is his Patreon and zine. Check them out. Take it away, Jeremy.
Hey, Larry. Just wanted to tell you, loved your treasure map episode. Hearing how you're using all these different sources. I love the Kelry stuff, obviously the Richard LeBlanc stuff. But now, after hearing you talk about it, I'm really interested in seeing what you do with it. I think that'd be a really cool supplement, give some extra flavor, you know, flavor and depth and character to the whole treasure map thing. So anyway, just wanted to compliment you on a great job. Congratulations on finding the artist for your Kickstarter, and talk to you later.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks for that. Yeah, don't know why I hadn't mentioned the treasure maps before. That's something I came up with a few years back. And I really need to refine that so that, I guess, is more of a placeholder slash reminder for me that I need to do more with that. So that'll probably be something coming up on a future poll for my patrons to choose whether or not they want me to do that next or something. Not sure quite how soon I'll be ready to work on that some more. And yes, I announced on all my social media that I've now got the artist who's hard at work on the art for the cards for my Kickstarter. I'm not as far along with the playtesting as I'd hoped, and I've had a little plot complication, I guess you could say, with some plans. My youngest son is currently working third shift at the same place as his older brother, and I guess has an opportunity to move to second shift, which would mean the second used car I bought, so I'd have a vehicle to use. I need to let him do it, so I'm going to be stuck at home more than I had anticipated, if that works out for him. So anyway, the challenges of trying to get things moving here, so I'll have to see what I can do to make it happen to have Kickstarter, or not Kickstarter, to have more playtesting done leading up to the Kickstarter, because I want to refine the cards and make sure they're working right before the Kickstarter launches, because it's got to be right. I don't want to be fiddling with things, delaying things. I'd rather delay the start of the launch of the Kickstarter than delay the delivery side of things. So we'll see how that goes. Really appreciate your encouragement, and I really enjoying your podcast, and it's easy to get behind on those Wednesday podcasts because they are quite long. You put a lot of time into that. Thanks for that. And I look forward to what you bring to the mix. I get all kinds of ideas when I'm occupied with a mindless task like housework, or in today's case, mowing the lawn. My mind wanders and then makes all kinds of associations, often things I can use for role-playing games. And today what came to mind is a character concept for a character from a tribe, clan, or perhaps an entire culture for which whistling is a major theme. Whistling could be a language like that of the Canary Isles and used for signals and coordination for both hunting and war. It could also be used for all forms of music, from great tunes of worship, celebration, or body bar tunes. There are bards who specialize in whistling, and masters have developed skills that are analogous to throat singing or somehow making the tones last while they then chant, recite, or sing. And great performances of soloists and choirs perform for royalty. Instruments are developed to magnify and focus the sound of whistling. Mages and clerics use whistling for the verbal components of their spells. The list could go on. Whether a small tribe or clan, or a nation-spanning culture, the other characters would know of this, unless the character comes from a distant part of the world. And the reason for the character to be abroad and away from their homeland could be a matter of shame, embarrassment, or exile, whether by the culture or self-imposed. The issue is that they cannot whistle, and their name is actually a title. He or she or the one who cannot whistle. Whistless, a contraction of whistle-less, might be used, or some phrase made up by the player or game master. And the character is on a quest to find their whistle. So this leaves open why the character can't whistle. Are they tone deaf? This would limit their ability to match the tones and clearly understand the whistle language. Perhaps they just can't whistle. Maybe they are a mage and tried to hide their lack of skill or talent via audible glamour, and they got found out. And whether banished by law, custom, or shame, the result is the same. They left. So for whatever reason they cannot whistle, they are now prohibited by law, custom, or sense of pride from ever returning until they can whistle. And their quest is only fulfilled if they can learn or be cured of their inability to whistle. Some players might desire this to be a hopeless quest, thinking they could never return home. Other players might want an epic result that allows them to return home triumphant. For me, I wouldn't want my character to succeed. They would have to find some other way to make their own unique contribution to the world. And while they might succeed in finding a new focus, the nagging desire to find their whistle will prompt them to continue to adventure. And their quest to seek their whistle could be mystical, emotional, physical, or what have you. Perhaps the touch of the gods, a boon from a patron, or discovering a wish might solve their problem. However, there will be a high price that means someone else must lose their special gift to preserve the balance. The character might hide where they're from or say that they are seeking someone who is worthy to hear their whistle if they are too embarrassed by the truth. The more I write about this, the more ideas come. I can see making a short story or even a longer writing about this. So that's yet another thing for my list of things I don't have time for right now with all the other projects I've piled on. I'm mulling over trying to come up with other ideas of general character concepts that are in some way similar to this. And in many ways, that's true of all great adventurers because they are all prompted to go adventuring by something, even if it is only gold and glory. So I want to challenge all of you to think of a character concept. Even if it's not one you'd ever play, make it something fun and interesting. It's a great exercise for honing your creative muscles. I'd like to hear any concepts you come up with. And I'll link in the show notes where you can read the companion piece on my blog. Thank you all very much for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, And you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!